This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. Gambia democratically elected President Adama Barrow has arrived in Liberia for a two-day state visit. He was received upon arrival at Rabat International Airport by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who led a high-power Liberian government delegation on Thursday. He came to power after defeating long-time military ruler Yahya Jammeh in the December election in 2016. The Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary-General has reaffirmed the UN's commitment to working with Liberia in the consolidation of peace. Yakub El Hilo reiterated that the UN will remain a trusted and reliable partner of Liberia as the country braces for national elections later this year. Mr. El Hilo was speaking Wednesday at the close of a two-day National Youth Peace Building Conference at the Painesville City Hall. The deputy SRSG challenged the youth to undertake activities that will push peace and national development forward, stressing that they are the future of Liberia. Meanwhile, the Assistant Director for Development at the Swedish Agency for International Development, SIDA, urged young people to lead the process of post-war development of Liberia. Tobian Patterson admonished the youth to use their energy to lead a process of national healing, development and unity.
One concept we keep talking about is, what is the peace dividend? What does peace actually give you? And I thought when I came into this room that what I see is the peace dividend. 10 years of peace has given Liberia youth. That is the peace dividend. That is what peace gives. Your hopes for the future, your joy, your happiness, the energy you create.
The Assistant Director for Development at the Swedish Agency for International Development, SIDA, Tobian Patterson. At the same time, the Messengers of Peace has embarked on a campaign to encourage Liberian youth to promote a culture of nonviolence ahead of the national elections. Liberians are expected to go to the polls in October for presidential and legislative elections. The executive director for the Messengers of Peace told Onmil Radio that her organization is working with young people across the country on the need to adopt a peaceful approach to addressing their concerns. Gwendolyn Myers said this is necessary because her organization considers young people as true custodians of peace and security in the country. Ms. Myers also disclosed that her organization is working with other peace promotion groups in East Africa to form a network of young peace advocates across Africa. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Kenya's veteran politician Raila Odinga has been confirmed as the main opposition coalition's presidential candidate for August election. Mr. Odinga, 72, is set to face incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, the man who beat him in 2013. This will be the fourth time Mr. Odinga runs for president. He also ran in the disputed 2007 poll. The violence that followed led to the creation of a unity government in which Mr. Odinga served as prime minister. Mr. Odinga will represent the National Super Alliance, NASA, which is a coalition of the country's main opposition parties, including the Kenya's Orange Democratic Movement. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel says some British people have illusions about discussing the UK's future ties with the EU at the same time as nailing down the UK's Brexit terms. Mrs. Merkel told German MPs that an EU-UK deal can only be discussed once the exit issues, such as UK payments to the EU budget, are resolved. The UK initiated the formal procedure to leave the EU on 29 March. It sets a two-year deadline for completion of the exit negotiations. EU leaders are to meet on Saturday to adopt their joint negotiating position on Brexit. They are working on the basis of draft guidelines issued on 31 March. Official talks will not begin until after the UK general election on 8 June. UK Prime Minister Theresa May called the early election, saying she needed to strengthen her hand in Brexit negotiations. That's the Onmil Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. good morning.